All right. Hello and welcome to the 17th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast here at Anime Central 2015.
The Hyatt Regency down, no, Rosemont, California. California. I'm so used to going to California cons and not the Chicago con.
I know.
But yes, we're in Chicago this week.
Yay. Well,
technically
Rosemont, Illinois.
Oh, whatever. Close enough.
Yeah. So. Oh, I'm tired.
You're tired? Oh, I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Day one here. We don't have time to do it tomorrow like we normally would. So
right. It is Friday and not Saturday. Oh, sorry. I'm leaning on my elbow. I don't know where I am. I can't see myself.
It's 2 hours ahead because we're on West Coast time. And,
yes. Technically, you know, it's like 4 or 5 o'clock now. It's
yeah, but
2 or 3 back at home.
We had to get up at like 6 a.m. So it's a little funky.
Yes.
We're going to get used to it, and then we're going to go home West Coast time.
Yeah.
And then to Fanime.
And then to Fanime, and then be exhausted after that one, too.
Yay. Well, not really, because we don't have a lot going on there. So
good.
That'll be okay.
All right.
Yeah. So.
It's pretty busy. Pretty big con. I'm surprised at
it is busy now.
How big it is. It's our first time here, for those that don't know us. But.
Yeah. It's busy for a Friday. Like,
yeah,
usually Friday's pretty, like, you know.
We're getting close to graduation time for a lot of people, so I think a lot
true.
Of people are like,
they might be out of
finals
school.
Are done. Or, yeah. Well, actually, it is graduation time for some people.
Yeah.
So, I'm assuming there's probably a lot of semester people or other people that are just done with school, so they have time to come down here for this.
Yeah. And when other cons we do during the year,
exactly.
And they're just like, it's
Saturday,
Friday,
Sunday only.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've heard that Sunday here is rather low business.
Good. Bye-bye. No. No, it gets rough because Kevin carries around a suitcase, and like we just came here from our hotel, which is down the street, and you know, you can't get past anybody. Like, everybody just stops in the middle of the sidewalk, and Kevin can't move around. I can, because I can slip in and out, but
I'm toting a bag with me all day, so it's not And people stop in front of escalators.
The escalator. Why would you do that?
Let
it's
me
a
take
rolling
a
object.
Let me take your picture. Yeah.
Well, she did have her booty out.
She did.
You got to get that booty.
If anybody was wondering.
And it was full butt, not just a little bit of butt.
And full half boob, I guess.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying the whole butt was out there. Usually it's the whole butt. Mm. I don't know. It was surprising.
I didn't look at
the butt. I applaud the butt.
No.
You didn't look at the butt?
I didn't.
How did you know the butt was out then?
Well, I was just assuming we were talking about full nakedness, not just full butt.
It was
full half boob. That's all I saw. I didn't see
sense.
The other. I didn't
full
see
full half boob.
Better than half boob. That's like
a quarter boob. Oh my god. Yeah. So
we still haven't looked up the cosplay porn section on Pornhub yet. We've been too
busy. If anyone was curious about that.
Yeah. We haven't done done any research on that.
Maybe it's something to do tonight when we're bored.
When we're bored.
Yeah. I don't know. When I'm drunk with some alcohol. We bought a weird mini Grey Goose thing because we went to go get a real alcohol bottle.
And they didn't have full-size alcohol.
They didn't have any because it's a little convenience store. And there's no, like, stores around here or that I know of.
Well, yeah, we're around the airport, so I doubt there's anything really spectacular.
We could have gone to the airport duty-free on the way out.
Oh, yeah, we should have gone to the duty-free store. Oh, that was a dumb idea. Why didn't we do that?
Because I thought, hey, there'll be something.
There isn't, by the way.
No. And McDonald's.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Overflowing.
It's not even close to the con. Like, it's a walk. Like, it's like 15-plus-minute walk. And that thing was still, like, overflowing. This guy was saying he waited an hour for his food, but we waited, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was...
Which, for McDonald's, is still stupid.
Yeah.
But,
and that's the only, like, relatively fast food. Everything else is hotel. We've had four hotel meals in a row.
Everything we look up on the map for food, we're like, oh, let's go to this restaurant. And then we walk to it, and it's, like, in a hotel.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, okay. So.
And there's no real convenience stores or anything to really get any snacks or food other than that one little gas station that we went to.
It was so tiny. That was, like, the tiniest convenience store I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it was, like, overheating.
Yeah.
Sweltering hot.
It's really wet here in Chicago. Which is something we don't experience in Seattle very often. It, like, when Seattle gets muggy, it's like, oh, what?
Yeah.
So, it's refreshing when you walk inside.
Yes, and have air conditioning.
Yeah.
Another convenience we don't usually have in Seattle.
Well, businesses have air conditioning in Seattle, just
but not many
not
homes.
Houses have. Yeah. They don't need it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and there was supposed to be a thunderstorm today, but it didn't happen.
It'll probably be Sunday is what the news is saying.
I don't know. We accidentally watched the news last night, and all they were talking about was how it was going to rain all weekend. And thankfully, it was sunny today. It was cloudy at first, and then the sun broke out, and
it's been sunny since.
Really great.
Yeah.
So.
Heat. Hot.
Yeah. It's May, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We're bad at doing podcasts at cons, I'll just say that.
Well, there's not a lot. I mean, our day is consumed with con-related activities.
Right, and so I don't, like, get any news about other cons because I'm too wrapped up in what we're doing, so I don't have anything to talk about. And, I mean, Mad Max came out. I've heard good things about it. Everybody said it was fucking amazing.
I've only seen the ads. I've not seen.
Well, I was on Reddit today for a little bit. When we were taking our break, and everybody was, they're like, oh, I saw it last night, and it was the best thing I've ever seen in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Now you've got me excited.
Maybe we'll go see an IMAX. Should I shave my head and paint the top half of my head black and be Charlize Theron cosplay?
Sure. And you can say something, I only want to live and die on the Fury Road, or something like that.
That was not her that said that.
Oh, I don't care. It was weird when whoever said that on the commercial.
It is weird. But, I mean, I feel like cosplaying that would be really easy. Like, it's just a girl. There's a lot of girls
in it. Well, it's a lot of grunginess, you know.
Yeah, so you just, like, make the outfit and then, like,
light it on
fire,
get it dirty.
And then mess up the hair and then roll around in the dirt for, like, 20 minutes. And then you're like, I'm ready. I'm ready.
You have to hold the steering wheel, too. I don't know. That's the only part that I saw in the ad is them, like, worshiping a giant steering wheel.
You're just walking around with, like, a bus steering wheel.
There you go.
That'd be actually kind of funny. I'd like that. Someone do that now. People keep, like, thinking we're something superficial as they walk by, and we're not.
Are there people? Well, there's people standing in our background.
I can see. Oh, hey! No, I can see whenever I look at you and people are walking by, they always turn around, and they're like, what's going on over there? Oh, another phenomenon here that we don't experience is there's photographers, but not a lot.
It's not swamped, yeah.
Yeah, like, all the cons we go to, it's just, like, photographers everywhere, like... And we go to a lot of California and West Coast cons. So there's just a lot of photographers there in general.
Yeah.
But the cons are really saturated with them. But this one is like.
Yeah.
I mean,
There's a couple people, yeah. But nothing. But just everybody casually taking stuff around.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no people lugging gear like we do.
Yeah. We're kind of alone in that aspect. But, I mean, the first cosplayer we were talking about, she was just like, yeah, the photo shoots at ASIN just aren't a thing. And I was like, this is a huge con. I'm just surprised by that. I don't know. I mean, Midwest is not.
In the actual con. We're in the Hyatt mostly. Like, I mean, there might be more people in the convention center.
In the convention center.
Well, except for that, like, really nice area. We should go try and see what's there and see.
Yeah. Well, our next shoot doesn't really apply to that. So.
No. What's our next? Jack Skellington.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess there's, like, this random add-on hall that they added to the convention center. And the convention center is, like, super dark and cement-like.
It's like a regular convention center.
But darker. It's pretty old. It reminds me of the Texas one, actually.
Yeah, except the Texas one had, like, monster truck shows and junk in there.
And a gun show. And then they added this extra hall, and it kind of looks like the Katsucon Hotel, like the Gaylord Hotel. It's, like, old-timey.
Or Fairmont.
It looks like the Fairmont in San Jose. Just old-timey. It has, like, nice, old, like... cushions and nice, like, decadent mirrors. I don't know. And we're like, what is that? Is that a hotel?
Yeah. We thought it was part of the Hyatt.
No, turns out it's just part of the Hyatt doesn't even face that way.
Oh, speaking of which, being in the Midwest, everything here is connected by a series of tubes.
Oh, yeah, because it snows here.
Yes, that's very convenient. It took us a bit of wandering to find out how to get from the... convention center to the Hyatt, but
yeah,
a whole whopping...
We just followed people. We were like, what is this tube? Let's go. And it went on for fucking ever because the tube goes around. It does, you know, like if you were going from the convention center to the Hyatt, you could just walk diagonally. But since you're taking the tubies, you have to go all the way around like these big buildings.
Yeah, you have to loop around the outside edge of the convention center before you can start to cross
the
street.
I mean, if it's really cold outside, to me that's worth it, right?
Oh, yeah. If you don't want to bring a coat or something.
Well, I don't know. You probably have a coat in general.
Well, no, but think about it. If you had a convention to go to in the wintertime, and you just
wanted to go from the hotel to... Yeah.
You don't have to bring a coat. You have to check it. You just be like, boop, let's go.
That's true. We're not used to this life.
I know.
It's a different life.
I know.
Here.
It is.
I feel like I'm in a different country.
Really?
Not a different country, but it's a lot different here.
It is. It is
all the honking.
There is a lot of honking.
Everybody
a lot of
honks.
Crazy drivers.
Yeah, and
there's
they
so
all yell at each other.
Yeah.
And they slam on their brakes all the time.
Yeah.
Like our
the shuttle we took from the airport to the hotel.
Oh, that guy was crazy.
Oh, my God. Like, I dropped something, or I needed something out of my backpack, so I, bent over.
Kevin and I both slammed, moved, physically forward.
My head just, rammed into the back of the chair.
He was like, oh, sorry.
No, he didn't even say that.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, did he?
He said sorry. Really quietly, but he was like, sorry. Because he heard us, tumbling on the ground.
Yeah, there were so many near accidents that we've seen.
We saw the end result of an accident.
Did we?
the fender bender on
the way
home.
Oh, yeah, that was a minor one. And then, let's see, we saw a... there's also, this shuttle that goes around here.
Oh,
the Rosemont entertainment shuttle or something.
Yeah, and it just picks people up and takes you around. I don't know.
So just cut off this truck full of, construction garbage. And the guy...
Construction garbage?
Yeah, remember yesterday in the rain?
He just said construction guys.
Well, but the truck was full of construction garbage.
I don't know.
Anyway, slammed on the brakes, and they just laid on the horn for, 5 minutes as the shuttle picked
up people.
I'm
pretty sure the passenger wanted to get out and start yelling at the van guy. He was yelling. It was like New York. It was really weird. I was just like, what? Illinois? Come on. I don't know. If you would have asked, I wouldn't have guessed that it was like that here.
Really? So if you saw that scene cut out into a movie?
I'd be like, oh, that's somewhere in New York. Mm. Or, Maryland. But yeah, crazy. So when we're gonna go into downtown Chicago after the con, so that should probably be worse, right?
I don't know. Worse?
Downtown Chicago?
Yeah, I mean it was more gridlock.
This is like a suburb.
This is.
Yeah.
But
so
I don't know in terms of worse or not.
I don't know. To me it would be. But there's just a lot of simple things that I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like a crosswalk signal. There's a crosswalk that crosses two freeway off ramp on ramps.
Yeah, it crosses an off ramp and an on ramp. It was super busy.
No signal.
No
cross. You just kind of have to wing it. And there's left turns and all that other junk in front of it. So it's really hard to figure out.
You just walk when you figure out no one's going to come into you.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
At first when we came across it, we were like, wait, what?
Yeah,
what?
We just kind of close our eyes and run across now, and hopefully we don't die. Lose all this
That's
footage.
That's my favorite.
Huh? Yeah. Lose all the footage, just crashing and dying.
Sorry, guys. No con photos, I'm sorry.
No con photos, no videos. This video doesn't exist anymore.
Hey, now we got this whole section to ourselves
something
now.
Something starts at 6:30.
Oh.
So I think people are lining up.
Oh, people are getting in line.
Yeah.
I feel better now because people were kind of, they kind of stare at us like, what are you doing?
Who cares?
I don't like it.
Nobody
like
cares.
It.
You people are the most important people that are listening and watching us.
Aww.
These people that are cruising around behind us.
Have no idea who we are and don't give a shit.
One person asked.
What?
Who we are.
Well, she asked who we were just because on our badge it says Elite Cosplay.
Yeah.
We should probably do something badge worthy.
Something what? Badge worthy? Well, we're going to the dealer's hall later.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe we'll get some.
What time do they close?
10.
Really?
Yeah.
10 p.m.?
Yeah.
A dealer's hall?
I think that's what it said on the guide. That's what I thought I saw.
Boy, you crazy. I don't think that's true.
I'm pretty sure it's... Or maybe it said 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I don't know. Maybe that's what I saw. I don't know.
Because the dealer's hall is usually pretty wussy hours. They're probably closing right now, actually.
I don't know. We can go find out in an hour. After we finish everything.
More like in an hour and a half.
Are you opening that app?
Guidebook. People at cons use Guidebook for the schedule.
I don't know about that.
So I can search anime. What is
so
this?
Holly is now...
I feel like I'm doing a commercial.
She's pulling what I do and just has to look this up regardless of what's
anime
going on.
Anime Central 2015. Look at that.
All
Let's
right.
download it. It's going to take 45 minutes. Because the Wi-Fi here sucks.
Well, we
and
are on the East Coast.
The LTE here. This is not the East Coast.
Well, okay, fine. We're Central America. Central.
Do they get it? Does that mean the sliver that's downloading or the sliver that's left?
I think that's the sliver that's left. Or that's downloading, sorry.
Wow. The sliver is like... Sorry, for those who can't see. It's never going to download. Anyways,
no.
I don't believe you.
Whatever. Or... Yeah.
Yeah? You okay?
Yeah. I was going to say, internet here has been poorer than any other con that we've been to. I feel like usually you have strong signal whenever we go somewhere, and I have iffy signal, and I have iffy signal, and you have iffy signal. So
yeah,
I feel like we might need to get a Sprint phone or Verizon phone just to get to mix it up a little
bit. Well, yeah, didn't they say that Verizon is it's better on this side of the country and not
maybe
on
Sprint.
Our side?
Sprint's probably better on this side of the country.
Because I have AT&T, and usually everywhere Kevin and I go, I have, like, full signal everywhere.
Yeah, and I have signal
on
most places.
I have, like, half bars here.
Yeah.
But it could be just because we're at a fucking convention with, you know, 25,000 people.
I don't think we've ever had issues at conventions. Like, even...
I have before. Oh, yeah. At, like, Anime Expo
and that guy
and
was vaping indoors. Kids, don't vape indoors because it's technically, like, smoking.
Have you not been seeing all the people vaping indoors?
Oh, I know. No, I haven't.
Oh, there's been people vaping indoors all
really?
Day. Yeah. But, okay, I don't... I mean, Illinois laws are different than Washington laws,
yeah.
So I don't know. But, like, there is a sign that says no smoking inside. It says no smoking indoors. And so...
What?
I was like, does vaping count?
Yeah, it must not. Because in Washington, vaping counts as smoking. So
you have to be outside. Yeah.
And it's just common courtesy. I get it's nothing, right? I mean, it's just fog juice or whatever, more or less. Ethylene glycol. But...
A girl vaped once at my work.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they kick her out?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? I mean, you know, it's nothing. I get it. But it's still the act of...
You know, but some people don't want to be around it, just in general. And, you know, it's not something... It's a hard subject because... You know, they it's not researched enough yet, and I know a lot of people at cons have switched to it. We've seen a lot of vaping at cons.
You know what?
And
as far as smell,
I would prefer vaping.
Smell. And as far as like health too, like it seems like it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want it to be like in 10 years, be like vaping causes super cancer.
Super cancer. Yeah. Extra cancer.
Everybody go back to regular smoking.
Yeah. And that's kind of what they're kind of pointing out. They're like, oh, we don't know. So until we know, you just go outside.
Right.
So, but if someone's going to blow it in my face, I'd rather it be a peach smell.
A peach vape.
Like at ALA, they have patio and it's like 100% smoking. And this year it was only 50% cigarette smoke and 50% vape. But You know, hotels have separate rules, too, from, like, the state.
I know.
Like, there's some hotels you can, like, smoke in a room.
I don't think you can anywhere.
Yeah, there's, like, smoking rooms.
Not anymore, really?
Yeah.
Like, in Texas? Well, okay.
I think in Texas. it's probably somewhere like Texas.
Which is different, because I think Texas doesn't care about
anything. Texas is its own place.
Yeah. I think if you were in California or Washington, where we normally stay, I don't think anybody would have a smoking room.
No.
I don't... I've never been asked smoking or non-smoking.
Not I'll since we were childs.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Do you remember going into restaurants and them asking you that?
The old country buffet. You know, I remember they used to have a smoking section.
The old country buffet.
Oh, come on. Everybody loves buffets.
My memory of it is at Denny's. I think more upscale restaurants didn't have that option. It was like, no, you don't smoke in a fucking restaurant, you assholes.
I don't know about that. Think about, like, steakhouses and stuff. Like, people used to, like, smoke cigars and stuff,
but
right?
Is a family going to go to a steakhouse? I mean...
Maybe.
I'm just saying,
everybody's smoking. Sorry. There is no
I'm just saying, at, like, restaurants that my family went to, it wasn't too common, but I remember it being asked.
Yeah. I think it was going away when we were growing
up.
Yeah,
we were at the tail end of it.
I mean, I remember they explicitly banned smoking, like, in, like, 99-ish.
Oh, really? I don't
like
remember that.
You don't?
No.
I remember it was a really big deal because, like, bars and stuff in Spokane, they're like, all on the news and they're all complaining. They're like, oh, we
I think I remember that, but I remember when they added the 25-feet thing, but that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, the 25-feet thing is recent, but I don't, yeah.
By the way, if you're watching the video podcast, we are orange because we are standing in front of an orange-lit wall.
Yes.
Not standing, sitting. And these... Okay, so we're sitting at this, like, high table. We're in the business center of the Hyatt. I don't know if you'd see. There's two whole IMACs in the business center.
Yes.
And the stools they have here are too high for the table, so our legs are just, like... sticking into the table. Like, mine are like my right leg fell asleep because there's so much pressure on it. Oh, it's just uncomfortable. Oh, there's Captain America shield.
I'm just slouching here because these chairs are not super comfortable.
You are. I feel super tall.
Yeah.
It's getting darker here, which is good because we have a shoot later today.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be we want it to be more dark and creepy. So I'm happy with that. I'm not happy because that it's later. It was supposed to be earlier.
Yeah.
And I wanted the rest of my day.
Right. That's okay. That's okay. We'll still get, I think we can still get everything done. I think we might, maybe we should come back here. The internet at the West End is, internet here seems
a little
bit better.
Why don't we test it again when we're there? All right. I think it just might have been my phone.
Okay.
You never know.
But yeah, so overall our photo shoots have gone fairly well today, I would say.
Very smooth, which I'm okay with. Yeah, I just, this morning, I was just not feeling it, though. I think it's because I was so tired. I was just like, I just want to not be here right now. it takes me a while to get in the swing of things. Every con, I'm just like, every day I wake up and I'm like, nope, nope, nope. But such is life.
Yes,
you know?
And then what else?
How do you feel about this con overall? Like, would you come back?
The staff here, like I said,
AKA, we haven't communicated with the staff, so that's a plus.
The two interactions we had were all acceptable. Yeah. No one was mean to us. Everybody
there's a lot of staff here. Yeah. I'll say that. They hire a lot of people. There's like you can't blink without.
Yeah, there's a lot of people with. They're all wearing vests to kind of identify themselves, so that's nice.
Or big like headset microphone things. Yeah.
So I've liked it here so far. Everything. Yeah. Is okay. The only downside I would say is the food situation, where there is
no food. It's like ALA. There's just no food because it's an airport and.
Yeah, but at least at ALA, like there was a Denny's, there was a Burger King, there was a Carl's Jr. Yeah, there was fast food around the place, and there was like cheap stuff, like the Greek restaurant that we went to and stuff like that. Everything was like reasonably priced. Everything here is all hotel price, like. They're intended for business travelers that can expense their dinners. Yeah. They can say like, "Oh, here's a here's a $40
plate." But the food hasn't been bad though.
No,
if it was bad, I'd be more pissed off.
Yeah, no, the food has been very good.
Yeah.
But we've been paying a lot of money for food here. Yeah.
No, absolutely. And you know, if you're on a budget, it's just like McDonald's every day, because that's the only option.
Yeah.
You know.
Or you could go to the even the convenience store was expensive. Like bottles of water there.
The bottle of water here. What the heck? I mean. That's not even close to the airport, though. That's, like, way...
Yeah, we're already outside of the airport.
Yeah,
we're in a little village.
And it was... What was it? Like, $3 for, like, just a regular-sized water bottle.
Yeah,
and we were like, what?
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
We must be missing something. I don't know. We'll have to play around with it more, maybe.
I think we should... Not that anybody cares. I think when we go back to the hotel, we should, like, ask the concierge, be like, dude, where are the restaurants at? Like, there's somewhere hiding that we just don't know.
There's no concierges at either one of the... Like, at the Westin and here at the Hyatt. Like, we waited around and nobody...
Right, there's a concierge
up.
Desk here, but no one was at it.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're utilizing their staff elsewhere, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, but the staff here...
Is very into the con.
Yeah, they wear... All the staff at the front desk wear, like, wigs.
Yeah, and then
like
there's...
four out of five of them were wearing wigs.
Anime pictures. There's Attack on Titan, and there's a fairy tale.
The wall, the posters in the background.
Behind the staff, So, it's good that they're
into it. That's kind of cool. Yeah, usually it's like, ugh, and they kind of saunter around.
It makes me wonder if this
around.
Is like a major event for
Isn't
them.
Isn't this where that furry con is? Isn't this
the
place where the air got, like, what was it? They had to evacuate this hotel. At a furry con, because something got contaminated in the air.
I don't remember.
Oh.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure this is the one. So, if they do the furry con here, I mean, they do this.
Oh, right. No, right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm pretty sure that was this hotel.
I think you're
and
right.
I remember, I was like, well, we're not going to stay at that hotel anyways, but I'm glad we're not. Yeah. You remember that story. I know you do. We can look it up later, but I'm 99% sure it was at this hotel.
Well, but I'm saying size-wise. Oh, so the one thing that we noticed about this con is there's a lot of other cons that are happening at the same time.
There's a firearms convention.
No. It's a arson investigators convention.
Arson investigators. Very specific.
Oh, yeah. And then there was the other Chicago inner city one at the convention center.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, on the other side.
Yeah. I'm going to bet there's probably two more on top of that.
Yeah, this con's set up weird to me. It's like half, like, at the convention center, there's the exhibition hall and then maybe a couple other small things. And then the rest of it, I think, is
in the Hyatt, yeah.
And they're connected by
a hallway,
which takes forever. But it's, I don't know. I'm just used to it being just like, here,
right,
it's here.
Exactly.
Just
or
go.
Even Fanime has like the artist alley in the backside. you know, outside
that,
the back.
That was weird, though.
Yeah.
That was weird. But the Artist Alley at Fanime is
but
weird.
But at least it's close. I guess it's close here, too. This is one of the biggest dealer halls I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I think it's bigger than Anime Expo. We'll have to go check it out later, but
yeah.
I really do think it's bigger than Anime Expo.
That's saying a lot, because Anime Expo is huge.
Yeah, it is. Actually, even Sakura Cons is pretty sizable.
Yeah, Sakura Cons is big, because they have that huge room.
Yeah.
And I think, this con, I think, is the same size as Sakura Con, so I wouldn't... It
right.
should be about the same.
Right.
We talked to someone at a bar here behind us, and he said it's pretty big this year. He said he's
yeah.
a local, and
yeah.
he said
he's been going here since 2009.
Yeah, and he said this year
and this
pretty
is the
crazy.
Biggest one he's seen.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting. Whoa!
Ah, damn it!
Damn,
it wasn't for you to hear.
Oh, I heard it.
Damn it!
I hope the podcast heard
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm sure I heard it.
Because when we did our cat ears video, some of the that's what she said couldn't be picked up. Quite.
Really?
Because you would like. Because your microphone was away from your face, and then you'd kind of like half lean in to say it.
No. I'm pretty close today, so we should be fine.
Yeah. All right. Well,
all right.
I'm done.
You're done?
I think it's been 30 minutes.
Well,
all right.
You can see on the clock, it says 25.
It says 4 hours and 31
no,
minutes.
No, the other corner. Top left. Top left.
Okay. It's almost 26 minutes.
All right.
I prefer the 4 hours. What is the 4 hours?
That's how much recording time is left.
Wow. So much.
Because we're not doing it in 4K anymore.
Oh, yeah. We used to film in 4K so I could zoom up. Or if we had, like, tilting problems, I could, like, fix it in post. But it takes up a lot of computer space.
It does.
For those who have never worked in 4K. Don't do it unless you really, really need to.
Yep.
I'm glad we have the option, though, for the future or...
Yeah.
I don't know. Because a lot of things are going 4K, so...
Once Elite Cosplay is stabilized, then we can start investing in infrastructure.
Stabilized. Will it ever be stabilized?
I don't know. We're running still. We're still losing money every month, so... for those of you that care. we're getting there. Once we get stabilized, then it'll be okay.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to support us...
I know.
is it not that hard? You can hit the like or subscribe button on if you're watching this on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you're listening on the podcast, you can go view us at youtube.com/EliteCosplay.
And we have other videos that aren't podcast videos.
Yes. As many people know
us
from.
I think that girl over there in the hat is famous.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, we should say goodbye before we go approach this girl awkwardly.
Well, I'm not going to approach her, but she did look at me.
Oh, yeah?
So all she right. is. She does so. Have like a different badge than us.
Oh,
it's green.
Oh,
and more people are here now, so we should probably go.
Yeah.
But so yeah, thank
that
you
wraps
for.
Wraps it up for the episode 17.
17. I hope I said the right number.
Yeah,
at the
I think
beginning.
You did.
Okay.
Of the Elite Cosplay Podcast.
At
thanks for tuning
Anime
in.
Anime Central.
At Anime Central.
Yay! Bye.
Bye.